on the phone now live, I have the Deputy Leader of Cheshire East Council, Councillor Craig Brown. Good morning, Craig. How are you?
Good morning. Very well, thank you. Hope you are too.
Yeah, not bad, not bad. I'm really sorry that my boss has made you take this call at 10 past 8 on a Friday. If I had the opportunity to work from home or not be in the office so many times, then I wouldn't be out of bed till dinner time at least.
Man after my own heart.
Right, okay, so let's get into it then. So how are the numbers for coronavirus or COVID-19 across Cheshire East? Now, I know the national numbers are absolutely terrifying, you know, 30,000 plus, but how are things locally?
Yeah, clearly it's a very difficult time for many residents and businesses. The first recorded case that we had in the borough was on the 12th of March. Since then, we've sadly gone up to 1,050 recorded cases in Cheshire East, and sadly just over 200 deaths as well. That figure does just include hospitals, of course, not people in care homes or just in general homes. So it is likely that the actual figure is much higher. Obviously, against that background, we've continued to provide vital support to residents. We've distributed over 1.2 million items of PPE to key workers. We've matched more than 3,000 residents in need with volunteers through our People Helping People service. We've helped over 2,800 vulnerable residents through the Shielding Hub and distributed more than £72 million to businesses through the government support grants.
Just touching on the PPE situation, by the way, just very quickly, I suppose it makes you feel at one moment very proud that a lot of people are coming together and doing what they can to also get PPE to the front line as well.
That's absolutely right, and we're really grateful to businesses who've stepped in to help with that effort. It's really difficult to obviously talk about positives coming out of a situation where people are dying, but as you rightly say, the way in which people have come together to support each other, communities supporting each other, has been one positive that has come out of this.
What's been the impact from your personal point of view for business and community of the whole of the pandemic in Cheshire East?
Impactful. We launched the Business Helping Business platform at the start of the crisis. We're continuing to hold personally a virtual business forum each week, listening to the concerns of business and how we can perhaps advocate for them with central government, because they are very, very concerned. The road to recovery for business is likely to be long and it is likely to be painful. You know, orders have dried up and they're concerned about what happens when furlough ends. The supply chains have been affected by closures, and some of these businesses sadly are not going to reopen as we come out of lockdown.
Can we just touch on waste recycling sites across Cheshire East? Because I know they opened. When did they open again, Craig?
Yeah, so we took the decision as a cabinet to reopen the household waste sites as of Monday of this week. And so far it's gone really smoothly. Each and every one of our household's waste sites has been reopened. But we did issue guidance to residents. I'd like to thank them very much for following that guidance, to observe social distancing, to only make journeys to the sites where it was essential to do so. And it does seem that they have followed that. We've not seen large queues forming outside the sites. So, things are going well so far. So thank you to everybody. Hope it continues.
Just a question for you off Andrew that lives over in Knutsford. He's just he's called us in this morning and just wanted to know, he hasn't got a car or a van. He can't get his broken down fridge to the tip. What does he need to do with that, by the way? Does he just hold on to it for a little while till things get back to normal?
I think for cases like that where we're not talking about foodstuffs that are going rotten, not causing a smell, if you can just hold on to it for the time being, and as we continue to hopefully relax the guidance moving forwards, then it would be possible to take it or to indeed register for the council to collect it.
Now, I know that there are a lot of people that have still got elderly parents or grandparents that have been locked away. Forgive the phrase, locked away, but I don't know how else to explain it. But the weather is meant to be picking up next week. It's got a mini heatwave coming for next week. The temptation with the relaxing of some of the rules could be, you know, just meet us down on that park, or just meet us there and we could just meet up. And what would you say to those people that just want to go, do you know what, an hour won't hurt?
Yeah, and I'm sorry, it's not what people want to hear, but stay at home wherever possible. Our parks and gardens have remained open throughout, and they can continue to be enjoyed for exercise, but please do avoid meeting in groups, and continue to observe social distancing. We will begin to relax this when it's safe to do so, but only in line with government advice and guidance.
Also, on the subject of the weather being a little bit better as well next week, and we're heading proper into summer now, the relaxing of the lockdown rules means that you can drive anywhere to enjoy outside exercise and unlimited exercise. But there are some places that are telling us on social media, don't visit us, because they don't want the influx of you know, people. So what would you say to the listeners about that?
I think that's it's the case that some of the guidance from central government has been a little bit confusing on this. What we're still saying is continue to stay at home wherever possible. Only travel to work where it's impossible to work from home. We're looking to reopen council services and return to normal as and when we can. But clearly we'll only do this where it's safe to do so. The vast majority of our nearly 4,000 staff are home working themselves, and of course a number of the council buildings remain closed, so the message very much still is stay at home, and only leave the house where it's absolutely necessary and safe to do so.
Yeah, and I mean, I saw that on Sunday night where he said you can go anywhere you want and enjoy a bit of outside space. And me and my wife were watching that again. What? Yeah, okay. Right, okay. So how is the council coping with everything, and also the confusion of the lockdown rules being relaxed?
Yeah, so Cabinet are continuing to meet twice weekly to consider and plan the recovery phase. Obviously, as you touched on, we've already reopened the household waste sites as of last Monday. We are looking at reopening Tatton Park, although we're not there just yet, and we'll reopen other services as and where it's safe to do so. But I do want to underline the financial cost of this crisis shouldn't be overestimated. We've had additional spend on some services like adult social care, and clearly reduced revenue from others. For example, we waived the charges on all of our car parks very early on in the lockdown, and the projected cost to the council of this is nearly £60 million extra for the current financial year.
Wow. So where would a parent go, by the way, just very lastly, where would a parent go to get some advice on whether to send children back at the start of June, if that goes ahead and all that kind of stuff? Do they go to the school, or would they contact Cheshire East Council?
They can go to the school. There's also a phone line that they're able to ring at the council to receive that advice as well.
Fabulous. Can you just remind people of the Cheshire East Council website with all the updated information if they are in any doubt of anything?
Yes, absolutely. So cheshireeast.gov.uk, and at the very top of the homepage is a link to COVID-19 support.
Fabulous. Thank you very much, Councillor Craig Bowne, Deputy Leader of Cheshire East Council. Have a wonderful weekend, Craig.
Thank you very much. You too. Pleasure to join you.
Thank you, and stay safe.
Bye-bye. You too.
Bye-bye.